Hello, everyone. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello, Sammy. Hello.
Hello.
Good. Well, we just started the recording of this conference call, and so now I want to officially start by welcoming each and every one of you to the ESP Lab monthly conference call, and Happy New Year to everyone.
And Happy New Year
to you, Sammy, and to Clear Rose.
And blessed be.
Blessed be.
Today we're focusing on the blue light. And the blue light is very powerful. It's associated with the throat chakra. And it's a symbol of the blue sky and the blue ocean, which is a measure of infinity. And the blue light is associated with creativity, healing, power, strength, love, speech, and those types of things. And so our theme today is the blue light and is the energy of healing, strength, and protection is what we're going to be focusing on today. And I'm going to go ahead and lighting some incense just to make the space here a little purified. And it's sandalwood incense that I'm lighting. And I declare that we are creating a magical circle that is all over this nation and that we are connecting now with our spirit power and our magic minds. That we can celebrate this brand new year. I hope everyone had a good Christmas, happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, winter solstice, and any other thing that you chose to celebrate. How was that for folks?
Wonderful.
All inclusive.
Great. Well, it's fun to be with you today. I am glad that you're choosing to dial in. I am thankful today for the ESP Lab, the fact that it's still going and growing in the physical world that I live in with my physical body. And so if you have your newsletter, you might get it. And if you don't have your newsletter, and I'm looking for a front page copy here, I have lighted a candle now on the Power Star, and I have another Power Star. And this Power Star is a very interesting phenomenon. It's an ancient symbol that goes back, the basis for this Power Star goes back into antiquity, a good 4,000 years and maybe more, but it is a invocation to nature, to the natural creative forces of the universe, which are physical representations of spiritual realities. So we have the moon, we have Mars, we have the sun, we have Venus, we have the Earth, we have Jupiter, we have Mercury, we have Saturn, and those planets, each one reflect a divine energy that is within each one of us. So the moon represents our emotions and our spiritual selves. Mars represents our passion and our fire. The sun represents illumination. Venus represents our heart. The Earth represents our material selves. Jupiter represents that blue light, blue, of pure creativity and pure light. So, and then to move on, the purple ray or the indigo ray is on the Mercury vibe, and Mercury is the mind. And is the mind of concentration, thoughts, and in the higher aspect, divine wisdom. And then we move to the violet that in the lab we refer to this energy as BAST, that is on the ray of Saturn. Saturn is the great teacher through challenge and discipline, the ability to say no. And so all of these energies are represented in our Power Star in our newsletter. And as we look deeper within the symbol, we see that we have another Power Star with the Sun, Moon, and Venus. And as we look at the Sun and the Moon and Venus, we have our emotions, our will, and our love power. And that is just mirrored again and again. And then the tridents represent that level of infinity moving out into the solar system, moving out into our life experience. So I invite each one of you who are lab members who are participating today, if you have your Power Star, to touch your Power Star or light a candle on your Power Star. And we are going to do a little declaration just because this is the type of energy we have in the lab to start on a positive note, to invoke spirit power. And if you don't have your Power Star with us, with you, you can touch your physical heart. But as I touch my Power Star, I reflect to you that our theme for January is peace, protection, and well-being with healing, wholeness, and wellness. Greetings to you, dear lab members and guests. This happy new year marks the beginning of our ESP Lab's 46th year and 11th month of celebrating a fun, magical life with forward positive evolution. Wow. Welcome to this introspective month of January in this most auspicious and amazing year of 2012. Let's make it our best year yet. And let's dedicate the opening paragraph of our monthly newsletter to each one of our personal experiences to receive the beauty, bounty, balance, good energy of spirit, positive spirit contact now. Let's touch our Power Star often and receive a renewed connection with positive spiritual forces. Feel the energy flow, breathe, relax, smile, enjoy, have fun, and win, and let there be freedom, new life, new light, new love, new joy, new prosperity with lots and lots of good energy now and throughout 2012 for each one of us. So mote it be.
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 Thank you for that. And now I think that it would be fun to tune into our blue light exercise. And I'm going to declare it with you and continue on. Let's start the new year right with sparkling blue light. Let's experience healing, creation, and oneness as we turn to the sparkle blue, electric blue, freedom ray of Marduk's and Raphael's with Shiva, Athena, and Thor's blue light of strength and peace with protection and healing, creativity, the power of the spiritual blue light. Let's make this our third or extra light attunement for each day of January, and let's know that you will be uplifted and helped by participating whether or not your name appears on this month's special list. So to play with us, just find a relatively peaceful place in which to relax and focus your complete attention on the infinite source of all, or simply God if the term is okay with you. Now, let's use your imagination to fill in any blanks and know that there is always a response from the infinite. Feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down on you ever so lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing job on your aura. Then when you feel ready, invite the light to turn its sparkling blue and continue. I feel the electric blue light flooding my aura and beingness with its super cleansing, healing, growth, and strength, with spirituality, effectiveness, clarity, prosperity, fun, and enthusiasm, with attraction, love, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing power, psychic, spiritual, material plane growth, with more laughter, personal magnetism, creativity, humor, joy, ectoplasm, and extra fun. It burns, laughs, and loves away, purifies, and or completely annihilates everything and anything in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life, as it brings me wonderful drive and loving inspiration for effectiveness, good health, charisma, and success. I am filled to the happy overflowing point now, and I gladly share my good by directing the energy flow out to each one participating today and to all of our special Night Light members, and through our experiences to our ESP lab. And let us feel a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the energy flows back to us into our personal lives from spirit through my ESP lab. And thank you for the privilege of sharing the light. So in our as we allow our conference calls to be shaped a little bit, because this is something different than Al used to do, but then Al, when I first met him, had a wonderful center in Hollywood with a building and classes twice a week, and you could walk right in and sit down and enjoy the fun. And this is just a way that no matter where we are in the spectrum of the planet, we can just pick up the phone and dial in and get a little sparkle of ESP magic. I'm going to read my article from the newsletter in January, and it's how I learned to pray for manifestation. Now, of course, I find it funny and amusing, but then I'm not often bored, and I can be entertained by myself. But if y'all find it funny, I'll think that that's good. But one of our lab member asked me how to pray, and it's a very basic idea, but I'll just read what I wrote. How I learned to pray for manifestation. When I was a young child, there was no prayer in my household in Mineral Wells, Texas. My mama was a Southern Baptist who married a Yankee Catholic, and so they agreed never to discuss religion. Then I turned 5, and my parents told me that I had a loving Father God as my mother converted to Catholicism for the children and to rebel against her disapproving father. We went from never discussing religion to saying the rosary on our knees every night. I liked going to church and seeing the lighted candles on the altar and was told that the lighted candle meant that God was home. I felt comforted knowing that a loving Father God, that I had a loving Father God and a holy guardian angel. My mom told me that I could pray to God and that he listens and then answers prayer. As a 5-year-old, I thought this was a really good idea. One day I asked my mom if I could have a puppy. She told me no, that I was too young. Well, I decided to take it up with God. My first prayer was, "Please, God, I need a puppy really bad." Next Sunday, there were abandoned puppies in the culvert in front of the church. And, of course, I danced around telling everyone how God had answered my prayers, as my mother cursed silently under her breath, while her friends told her that she could not destroy the child's faith. Thus began my faith in God, that is, my loving divine Father and the reality of prayer. 20 years later, I was swimming out to sea in San Diego, and I got caught in a riptide. I kept getting pushed under the waves and started to scream and yell for help. As I started to drown, I yelled, "Oh, God, help me," as my feet landed on the sand and someone swam up and offered me their flipper. What do these two prayers of the 5-year-old child who wanted a puppy and the 25-year-old swimmer wanting his life have in common? One, both prayers had passion. Both prayers were short and clear. Both prayers were spoken. Both prayers were true desires. Both prayers were sincere, with spiritual invocation. This is a formula for prayers. Tune in deeply to the light Turn, form your desire simply and clearly, and release with gusto to the divine. Be thankful, accept, and be blessed. Any comments?
Oh, that's beautiful.
I enjoyed reading it myself. It makes sense.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting that I was running out there saying, oh, where's my puppy? You know, again, I mean, you know, it's now it's, you know, it's 56 years later, and I'm still saying, where's my puppy, God?
Yes.
But, so any event, you can see that that those dogs were important to me then and still are important
are
to me now.
Now. Right.
Yes.
But it seems
now,
simple. Prayer is very simple, you know. If we just as you say, just form it in a very simple way. You don't have to use big words or, you know, crazy dialects or what have you. Just simplicity, you know, and just feel it. And just accept it and just leave it up to God. Everything will be fine.
And
that's what
absolutely.
I got out of your
and I appreciate it because the thing of it is that, you know, for me, since I got started at 5 years old and never stopped, it's a very, very natural phenomenon, and it's nothing that I think about per se, although by the time I met Al Manning, I was very not only versed in a variety of prayer forms, and I had started 10 years after that. At 5, I was told God existed. At 15, I started studying all the religions of the world. So I started studying prayer at 5, started studying all the religions of the world at 15. Now I'm 61, and I never stop praying or looking at the variety of religions of the world. And one thing that really turned me on to Al Manning is that he had a wide variety of different prayer forms, whether you call them affirmations, chants, or spells. A spell is a type of prayer, in my own view, because in order to get it to work, you have to connect with spirit, you have to be clear as to what your intention is, and it is a spoken form of prayer, which is very powerful. Back to that whole spoken thing and why it is can help add an additional level of potency to bringing things into reality. The first idea for me is that thoughts are real and they do shape our reality. If we wake up and we say, oh, life is hard, well, we're not going to have a very good day. We're shaping our reality in that direction. Whether we're conscious or unconscious about shaping our reality. The way I count is in truth, each one of us is a divine creative child of the light with mother and father God, the power of divinity, as where we're coming from. So since we are divine children, we have all kinds of natural magical powers, and the first one is that our thoughts shape reality. Now, if they're unconscious thoughts, but if you stop and analyze your thoughts on any given day, you see that, you know, for most of us, it's backward and forward, you know, and then it's like, oh, well, I'd need to lose 5 pounds, but then I'd have to get new jeans, or our thoughts are in conflict with each other all the time. And the discipline of the magic magician is to manage their mind, to manage their emotions, so that their thoughts are creative and dynamic. So each one of us is at least an unconscious magical person that is shaping their life experience by the thoughts that they hold and the emotions that charge these thoughts. But back to why the spoken word is so powerful. So if you have that basic premise that thoughts are real and they do shape reality, now we are taking the thought, which in my case was God, I need a puppy really bad, And we are speaking it into the physical world. And as we do that, we bring that thought that is in our head and we make it real in the material reality. And that has creative and or destructive power, depending if our words are pleasant and positive or our words are negative and destructive.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's just an addition. And then when you think of like magic and magic people and Al Manning, Al Manning's magic was very, his formula for magic was pretty simple. First of all, you have to be in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's hard enough for a lot of us because we can get stuck in a mental rut of, oh, woe is me. Oh, my life is hard. Oh, well, my life is harder than your life. Oh, well, my cat died. Well, my dog died. Well, my husband left me. And people even get into a competition of who's having the worst time. But that's not going to make things better. But in order to make things better, we have to focus on the bright side, the light side, and make the distinct choice to switch from the negative to the positive. And I have an airplane going by, so I'm not. But I'm not going to star six right now. Any other feedback before we get on to the next thing?
That's very, very good that you just highlighted that thoughts of things. And if we just recognize that and keep that as a focus point, we'll, even when the negative stuff come in, we'll make a conscious effort to just push it out of our minds and just stay on the positive, because whatever we think, you know, it becomes a reality. It becomes
absolutely
reality.
Absolutely. And then there are things that enhance that thought power, like, for example, the word I am. Well, Al would say, and other metaphysicians would say, that I am is, some people say, is the most powerful phrase in what Christians call the Old Testament. But the I am is a power phrase, and it is I am, and then you as a child of the living God, as you focus on I am, what you put with that phrase creates it. So we don't want to start going around using I am and then putting something negative after it, like the word depressed. And I noticed that, like, I'm real disciplined about not allowing my mind to slip into the dark side. And I know that after my dear dog Cleo died, I was depressed. Then I had a friend that I felt didn't treat me like a friend, and it was all around Thanksgiving. And then I had a couple of tenants who got into a fight and damaged my property, and the police had to come. And so within it all, I got a little depressed, and I suddenly noticed that I took the I am phrase and I added the depressed word after it. Now, this is very seldom for me, but, you know, when we have various hard knocks, it's only natural for us to feel down about it, but we have got to quickly turn it around. So as I saw myself putting the depressed word after the I am creative phrase, every time I said, you can't go around saying that. You're going to create it ongoing for yourself. You've got to cut this off. So for what I did was every time I added the depressed word after the I am creative phrase, I suddenly caught it and would change it to blessed instead of depressed. So I would say, oh, nope, I'm not that. I am blessed. And then I would count my blessings. And so in truth, there's no one who can manage your mind except for you. And in my world, in my view, the most important lesson of this world is to really realize that we shape our reality with our thoughts. And so if we watch a lot of scary movies, we're programming our mind with fear. And if you watch too many of them, or too many violent shows, or too much news, we start contaminating our beautiful minds that are naturally filled with grace and peace with all kinds of garbage that then starts manifesting around us. Now, I'm not a prude. I'm not going to tell you not to watch your favorite TV show if it gives you some pleasure, but I mean, do it with consciousness, because you are the one who is in control of your life experience, just like I'm the one who's in control of my life experience. And if I'm the one who suddenly, through my emotions, my mind is using the depressed words, then I am the one who has to turn it around. Not Prozac, not the psychiatrist at $200 an hour. I'm the one who's responsible, and only I can make the switch. You can go to a psychiatrist 5 years and never get any better, you know, because his motivation on a certain level is to keep you coming, because every time you sit in the chair, he makes another couple hundred dollars. So,
right.
But you are the one who's going to benefit, or you are the one who is not going to benefit if you allow your mind and emotions to go out of control. So for me, I think of simple, and in terms of simplicity, your thoughts, your clear thoughts, coupled with strong emotion, equals a manifestation. Mm-hmm. And from my perspective, the interesting thing for me is, as a little kid, I was told about God, and then I was told about Jesus and Mary and the saints and the angels, and I liked all of that. And then at 15, I started, you know, reading about Hinduism and Buddhism and a variety of other things. And then I got into, at 16, I was reading about Rosicrucianism and cosmic awareness and anthroposophy by Rudolf Steiner. And so I got kind of progressive very early, even though I was still a little kid in Texas. But what my perspective is, this equation of your thought coupled with a strong emotion equals a manifestation is true no matter if what religion you are or if you have no religion at all, because it's just a universal principle. And now, magical people are people who are intentional magicians. That's a different thing, because you have unconscious and you have conscious. So unconscious is you curse someone and then they get sick and you say, wow, that was a strange coincidence. But a conscious magician is saying, I declare prosperity. Now, just for fun, Mista was here helping me in the office, and he's our office manager and the lab secretary. And I was saying, well, we need to do a reversal, and we need to declare new money coming in. And okay, so we did that, and then he went home and he found he had $600 in checks in his mailboxes, and and one was prepayment for some work he was going to do. And so he was pleased, and I had someone who owed me $600 who came and paid me that day. Well, well, it was especially nice since the person had just lost their job, but they still came and paid me the $600. All I'm saying is that's conscious magic as opposed to unconscious magic. And the difference between a normal person or muggle and a magical person is the awareness that your thoughts have power and your words have power. And the way that equation works is when you have a clear thought coupled with a strong emotion, then you have an instant manifestation. Now, in the article, I didn't go into the details of how I almost drowned when I was 25. And it's kind for me, it's kind of a funny story, because I was a big, strong guy, and I'm still a big, strong guy. But I was a really excellent swimmer. And there was a warning that said, riptide, use caution. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm practically an Olympic swimmer. I'm just going to swim way out into the middle of the ocean, which I did. And then I'm swimming and I'm swimming and I'm swimming. And I was swimming for half an hour. And then I started getting tired. And I said, well, I better start swimming back to shore. But I started to swim back to shore and I couldn't get back to shore. And then I got tireder and tireder. And then the waves started crashing over me and pushing me way under every time they crashed over me. And I said, oh, man, you're getting weaker. You're getting tireder. The waves are getting bigger. You're not moving anywhere. Oh, no, oh, no. And then I said, the lifeguard was about half an inch in the distance. And I didn't know if he could even see me. And I started waving at him. And then I would be pushed under. And then I came out and said, oh, no. And I said, you better start screaming so you can get some attention. I said, help me, help me. I'm drowning. I'm drowning. And then the waves had pushed me under. And I was just exhausted. And finally I said, oh, God, help me. Now, that was a very clear prayer. And now, as soon as I said, oh, God, help me, my feet came down on the sand. And I was close to a swimmer who came swimming over to me. He said, want to borrow my flipper? I says, no, I'm all right now. But that is the type of energy you have to have if you want your prayers to manifest. Now, if you sit there and you start praying for something that you don't think is possible, well, I really would like to win the lottery. And as Al said, somebody's got to win it. And but let's just say you say that. And you say, well, I really would like to win the lottery, but I probably shouldn't, because then I would just like be drinking all day and not doing anything. That is not a clear thought. Now, in the context of, dear Lord, I want a puppy, or dear Lord, save my life, those two things were very personal. Now, when you get into a competition with others for the same thing, let's just say the lottery, well, and of course, some people believe that praying to win at gambling is a sin. And Al would say, well, if you believe it is a sin, then it is. And, you know, you look at everybody's attitudes about everything. Well, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't eat potato chips and drink beer. Well, but I'm 21 years old. I feel like drinking beer and eating potato chips. Well, you're going to get fat. Well, maybe I don't care. All I'm saying is that everybody has an attitude about everything. But let's just go back to winning the Powerball, and let's just say it's $44 million. Well, first of all, your energy is competing with everyone else's energy. When we're all divine creative beings who all desire to win. Now, the karma of who's going to win and why is an interesting subject, but my point is, when I'm saying, dear God, I want a puppy, or keep my puppy safe, or keep my home safe, or keep me safe, that's all very personal. That's very different than, well, there's a million people playing to win the lottery, and I want to win the lottery too. That's very different, because your energy moves out for something that there's all this competition for. So today we are going to be focusing a little bit more on protection. We're going to be focusing on peace. We are going to get ready and move into the ceremonial part of the conference call, and we're going to do a declaration of peace and protection, healing strength on each one of you and for each one of us. And but I wanted to just go through all that background, because if a person says, I deserve all of this, excuse my French, crap that happened to me, it's not going to get any better. If you don't feel worthy to accept the bounty of the universe, you're not going to receive it. But if you get centered in the view that you have a physical body that houses the temple of the Holy Ghost, the temple of the Great Spirit, the temple of love, the temple of oneness with the creative power of the universe, and that you have access to that as a child of light. So when you have that perspective, you need to remember that you deserve everything good. And this world is kind of like a big game. And it's very have you all found it to be entertaining?
Yes.
Life is a kick. And, you know, one of the things is kind of like I have a friend, and he's a lab member, and he's always, you know, it's just like Mercury's retrograde, and that's not a good time for travel, but that's the time he's going to go traveling. And, you know, and he's always pushing it to the limit. And I was kidding him. I said, well, you just want to, when you go to the next world, you want to tell all these stories. Well, I did this, and I took on a trip during the middle of Mercury retrograde, and all these things happened, and whatever. If you think about it, from Al's perspective and mine, we live many lives, and we live them in more than one world. And this life and this world is all about growth. And what is the single most important thing that we can know is that we are children of the divine, and that our thoughts are real, and our thoughts coupled with strong emotions shape our reality. And if we think of those thoughts consciously and do that consciously, well, then suddenly our words and our thoughts have more power because of our confidence in their ability to create. And so with Al Manning, one of the things I found, and I had been studying magical things with Mella Rye, who I studied with for 16 years, and she was a Cherokee sun priestess, and so I learned the traditional Native American lore and the European magical lore from her. And so as I found Al's first book I read, I said, well, this is the first time I've seen in print hold on. Use this one. This one, yeah. I'm on a conference call with 8 people right now. Use that one, it's turned on. So, in any event, back to Al. Al is amazing because he and I were very much alike. I met him the spring after my father died in the fall. And he became a new surrogate father for me. I started learning his stuff. And what was really amazing is how similar he and I are, meaning that we both had some oppressive Baptist relatives in our family, and we both kind of rejected that. We both, rejected all of the hatred and condemnation that came out of the pulpit. And we both got into spiritual science at a young age. We both studied all the religions of the world. We both liked Buddhism. We both liked Hinduism. And then we both got into a magical awareness. In any event, it was very natural for me to learn some of his chants and his theories and his methods because my own path was very similar. And of course, it wasn't exactly the same as his, and my perspective isn't exactly the same as his, just like each one of you has your own unique perspective. But what we're going to do now is we're going to do a short ritual just to claim peace and protection for each one of us. And so if you have your power star and you have your candle, we are going to light these candles anew and know that as we do, we are invoking the power of spirit, the power of the light. And so reach with me with your magical minds to the great east, to the lands beyond, to the lands of creative fire, and draw that energy into our center of our circle, saying, welcome, east.
Welcome, east.
Welcome, east.
Welcome, east.
And then we reach with our great magical minds to the lands of the West, to the lands of magic, to the lands of higher mind, and the lands of the air as we invoke this energy into the center of our circle, saying, welcome, West.
Welcome
West.
And we reach to the lands of the South, to the lands of material supply, and we pull that energy into the center of our circle, saying, welcome, South.
Welcome, South.
And we reach to the North, to the lands of the waters of life, to the divine wisdom, to the creative power of healing and wholeness and wellness and peace. And we say, welcome, North.
Welcome, North.
And this prayer we're going to do next, and I'm going to do a line, and then I'd like you guys to do it after me. This is Al's postulant's invocation for protection, a very powerful protection prayer spell, and we're going to do it with intent. We're centered in the perfect peace and love of the divine, and we light our magical candle. And as we light our magical candle on our power star, we say, Spirit of the Great White Light.
Spirit of the Great White Light.
Great white light.
Burn away our psychic night.
Burn away our psychic night.
Let us feel your loving care.
Let us feel your loving care.
Bring us joy and love to share.
Bring us joy and love to share.
Make of us your willing tools.
Make of us your willing tools.
Let fulfillment be the rule. That to all will be a light.
Saving others from the night.
Okay, now the second time, I'm going to sing it, and if you want to sing along, and we'll do the same thing, only we're going to speed it up. We're going to do it three times, and we're going to do it with more energy each time. Spirit of the Great White Light.
Spirit of the Great White Light.
Burn away my psychic night. Let me feel your loving care.
Let me feel your love and care.
Bring me joy and love to share.
Make of us your willing tools.
Let fulfillment be the rule. That to all will be a light.
Saving others from the night.
Okay, let's do it one more time and real energetically. Spirit of the Great White Light.
Spirit of the Great White Light.
Burn away my psychic night. Let us feel your loving care.
Let us feel your love and care.
Bring us joy and love to share. Make of us your willing tools.
Let fulfillment be the rule.
That to all will be a light. Saving others from the night. All right, now, in the beginning, we mentioned that we're going to be burning up our little prayers. And I'm going to let everybody have a chance to write one down if they didn't do that already. And as you get it together, we're going to chant the Rama Agni chant of protection right over the prayer as we burn them, and I'm going to be using Al's personal silver prayer bowl for this as I burn up this one. And what we want to do is we want to hold the prayer in our hand, and we want to then give it our personal energy, and then we light the corner of the prayer ahead of reading the prayer, and we're going to say, Rama Agni, send the light to me.
Rama Agni,
send the light to me. Rama Agni, send the powerful light to me.
Rama Agni,
send the powerful light to me.
Sweep away the things that harm.
Sweep away the things that harm.
Let them cause me no alarm.
Let them cause me no alarm.
Rama Agni, bring the light that sets me free.
Rama Agni, bring the light that sets me free.
We'll do it two more times. Rama Agni, bring the light to me.
Rama Agni, bring the light to me.
Rama Agni, send the powerful light to me.
Rama Agni, send the powerful light to me.
Sweep away the things that harm.
Sweep away the things that harm.
Let them cause me no alarm.
Let them cause me no alarm.
Rama Agni, send the light that sets me free.
Rama Agni, send the light that sets me free.
Now this last time we're going to do the blue light application of the Rama Agni chant. And so it's a little different. Rama Agni, send the light to me.
Rama Agni, send the light to me.
Rama Agni, send electric blue to me.
Rama Agni, send electric blue to me.
Rama
Agni, send electric blue to me.
Rama Agni, send electric blue to me. Heal my body and affairs.
Bring creative thoughts to bear. Rama Agni, bring the light that sets me free.
Rama Agni, bring the light that sets me free.
Okay. Now, for those who are going to participate in the water ritual, we have a chalice. Mine has white roses on it. And we're going to hold it up to the Mother of the Universe, our mom. And we're going to hold it up to the Father of the Universe, our dad. And we're going to hold it up to all the sparkles and sparks of life and light that are with us throughout the universes, that they may share it with us. And if you are participating in your mind, know that your physical body is a cup that holds the light. So you can receive this into your physical being as we do this. But just share with me your magical minds and reach to the light. Reach to the light that is the source of all life. And as we hold up the cup of ourselves and the cup of our water, we know that the water is life, and we offer it up to the Mother and Father of creation. We offer it up to the good spirits. We offer it up to the light. And we say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Mother, Father, God, for pouring forth your beauty and your bounty beyond belief. Send out everything we need for the balance of our body, minds, and spirit. Flood our beings with your light. Fill us with your grace, your peace, protection, your healing strength, and the balance of our body, mind, and spirit, providing everything we need for success and harmony on all planes of reality. And now we drink the water. And I say to you, share with me this water of living light And I'm going to go pour the last few drops in my Great Dane girl's bowl. Peace, protection, and healing strength. So now, we are thankful for this time together. And we're going to close the ceremony, and then we will have a little time for conversation. But know that we are recording, so don't say anything you don't want recorded and put on the website. So reach up to the sky and pull the energy of the great sky into your being, saying, the sky loves me.
The sky loves me.
And then reach to the great vast treasures beneath your feet, saying, the earth loves me.
The earth loves me.
And reach out to all life everywhere, saying, all life loves me.
All life loves me.
And give yourself a hug and say, and I love me.
And I love me.
Then we stretch out our hands to the altar, to the light, and say, it is done in togetherness. It is finished in togetherness.
It is finished in togetherness.
For we have set it in togetherness.
For we have set it in togetherness.
With the mother and father of creation.
With the mother and father of creation.
And sparks of light everywhere.
And sparks of light everywhere.
And it is so. And I'm going to extinguish the flame that I lighted for the ceremony, knowing that as I extinguish this flame, it is only a symbol of the greater light that burns within each one of us. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And now I'm open to a few minutes of conversation. I wanted to know if you folks had ever played a game called ESP.
Yes. No, I haven't.
Well, it's fun, and sometimes after magical ceremonies, it's fun to play around, and I think it'd be fun to teach it to everybody, and we could play around and see what people get. But basically, it's an exercise for increasing your ESP. And how you play is one person holds a question, like I might hold a question in my mind, and then I say, I have my question. Then everybody looks, and they look in a balanced way. You can't be afraid. You can't worry that you get the right answer. And so you say there's no wrong answers. The person who's asking the question asks sincerely a question he wants to know. And the person who is receiving the answer, just the first answer that comes into their mind. So I might say, I have my question. And then you say, well, be careful. It's icy outside. And then I tell you my question, which was, what do I need to know tomorrow? And then you see how the answer relates to the question. You want to try around?
Yes.
Okay.
We don't have to play, but I just thought it might be fun. Who wants to ask the first question?
How about you, Sammy?
Okay, I could ask a question. And my question would be, I'm getting my question and I'm holding it in my mind. So here's what you need to do. Just as soon as I say I've got my question, you clear your mind and it's the first thing that comes into your mind. And it can come as a picture, it can come as a smell, it can come as a taste, it can come as a knowing, it can come as a feeling, it can come as a color. It's whatever the first thing you experience after I say I've got my question. So I'm going to say I've got my question, and I'm about to do that, and then you just look. And here I go. I got my question.
I got the Egyptian Ankh symbol.
Beautiful.
I got
and what we'll do is we'll let everybody get an answer, and then I'll tell you what my question is.
Think positive about it.
What's that?
Think positive about it.
Think positive about it. So we have the Egyptian Ankh, and we have think positive about it. Anybody else?
I got 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. What? Anyone else?
I got a rainbow of different
colors.
Rainbow.
Yes.
Different red.
Colors. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Anyone else? Well, and you want to do breathe a little for a couple of seconds to let everybody get the answer. But I got an answer, too, and I got a song. And the song was, curtains up, light the lights. We've got nothing to hit but the heights. Do you guys know the song? You'll be swell, you'll be great. I can tell, just you wait. That lucky star I talk about is you. Honey, everything's coming up roses for me and for you. So what, anybody else get anything? Then I'll tell you my question. Okay, we got the Ankh. We got the rainbow. We got 2 weeks. We got think positive, and we got everything's coming up roses. And my question is, what do we need to know about ESP Lab? I think those were good answers.
Yes, very good answers.
Feel positive
those were
that
good.
Whatever for the lab, it's going to come true.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, this is all very positive. And I'm interested in seeing what we get in the next couple of weeks. So
okay.
Which will probably be for me is getting the new newsletter out for February.
Oh, okay, but let Norma sing.
Let Norma sing.
I want to add you. You want me to sing?
Sure.
Don't mind.
No, I can't. I get paid for this, you know. It's my profession.
So you want me to
put the little cup out now?
Well, put the cup out or only sing for 10 seconds as an intro.
This is what I want to say, though. I want to extend this to the members. I'm also a trained psychotherapist, gerontological psychotherapist. I have a master's degree in it. And I would like to offer, because I have got this ever since the new year came, that I need to do something with my degree. And I used to do it, but I don't do it anymore. I used to do counseling. So I'd like to offer my expertise and my
don't lose your thought. But Willie and I said that.
Say it again.
Willie and I read you like a book. We said that 3 weeks ago.
I didn't even hear
my
that.
Sister,
that's right.
Now, this is Betty, and this is Willie said that.
Hey, Sammy, what? I didn't hear that. What did she say, Sammy?
I'm not sure.
No, I said
what? Clouded. Say it slow, clear.
Okay. What I'm saying is I have a master's degree in gerontological counseling, psychotherapy, and I would like to, if anybody needs counseling, I would offer my services free, okay, to anyone. I'm trained.
Well,
I have a degree in it.
I'll take the next year you have available.
Okay.
No,
all right.
What I'm saying is I just want to be first in line, and now you're going to be busy for a year at least.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's good. That's good. That's good. I just want to throw that out. Next time I'll sing.
Well, Norma, Willie and I had a conversation, and we both agreed that that's what you were.
We agreed on that.
Yes.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Well, everyone, do we have any more comments or thoughts? Because we've been at it now over an hour, even with the distraction of the puppy.
We love you, Sammy, and bless you.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate all of you, and I'm glad that you're here today and that we're setting the tone for the new year with some love and some laughter and some singing and some praying, mm-hmm. and blessed be to all of us, and a happy new year.
And have
thank
a
you,
wonderful
Sammy.
Evening.
Sammy, we love you. And you still there, Sam?
Hello?
I'm Sammy. Here. Yeah.
That's oh. We're going to be focusing on getting some more new members because we need more members and more money. I just renewed my membership and sent a donation in, so hope everybody will do that. Hope everybody. Hope we all
do that. I did it already. I renewed mine.
Oh yeah, well, so you're a good member.
About 6-7 months.
Well,
ago.
I renewed mine 5 years ago, but that doesn't still count.
No, well, you have to keep renewing it, right?
I will tell you something that when I first took over the lab, I was concerned that I said, "Oh my, how are we going to have a lab without Al?" And I didn't know if we'd have any members. I didn't know anything. But the thing is, it's over 5 years later. And my initial prayer was just let the lab survive. Well, I'm over that. We've survived. Now let's see the lab thrive, do well, and prosper. Can I get an agreement on that?
Yes.
I agree with you.
Yay.
All righty.
Well, I started with
when
I was 38 years old, and I'm 70 now, so.
Well, good for you. We love to hear that. Let's keep it rolling.
Yes, because the classes that you were speaking of, I was one of the members that went to the classes.
Well, I might have seen you there.
Yes.
All righty. Well, y'all have a good Sunday. Blessed be. Lots of love and Happy New Year, and we hope to talk
and
to you again.
Happy New Year to you,
thank
Sammy.
You,
Sammy. And I love
thank
you.
You. We
bye-bye.
Love you, Sammy. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. God bless you.